is the story of Gerald McCloy and the strange thing that happened to that little boy. And they say it all started when Gerald was 2. That's the age kids start talking, at least most of them do. Well, when he started talking, they say, in his case, when the time came for words to come out of his face, Gerald, they say, sat up straight in his bed, and he looked at his folks, and you know what he said? He didn't talk words, he went instead. What's that? Cried his father, his face turning gray. That's a very odd thing for a young boy to say. Then, much to his father's and mother's great pain, Gerald, he did it again. Like a rusty old gate. He's sick, cried his father. It's something he ate. And the poor weary gentleman rushed to the phone and quick dialed the number of Dr. Malone. Come over. Fast, doctor, the poor father pled. Our boy can't speak words. He goes instead. And in 5 minutes, the doctor was there. I say, said the doctor, this case is quite rare. Open your mouth, lad. Now open it wide. Say ah while I take a good look down inside. But just as the doctor stared down the boy's throat, Gerald went like a boat. Then the strangest new noises all started to flow. He went like a buzzsaw and like a crow. Then 5 times in a row. Good grief, gulped the doctor. What's that, the boy said? He doesn't speak words. He goes instead. There's no cure for this. I can't handle the case. And he packed up his pills and walked out of the place, leaving poor frantic Mr. and Mrs. McCloy alone in the house with their boy. Alone with their boy going like a sheep. And all the next day he went like a jeep. And all the next night he went in his sleep. And as the months passed, he got louder and louder and was soon going like a big keg of powder. It was then that his father said, this is enough. He'll drive us both mad with this stuff. A boy of his age shouldn't, like a fool, he's got to learn words. We must send him to school. So they took their boy and brushed his hair neat, sent him off to the schoolhouse on Mulberry Street. But half an hour later, alas and alack, with a... poor Gerald came back with a... and his eyes looking hurt, and a note from the teacher pinned onto his shirt. A letter that read, my dear Mrs. McCloy, your stupid son Gerald's a most hopeless boy. We just cannot teach him, for we have a rule that pupils must not go in our school. Your boy will go all his life, I'm afraid. Sincerely yours, Fanny Schultz, teacher, first grade. His mother, the tears that she shed, she cried 15 handkerchiefs full as she said, oh, we'll never hear words coming out of his head. Now he'll always go instead. Now what would you do if it happened to you? If you wanted to speak, but whenever you tried, a noise like came up from inside. If you tried to talk words, but the sound from your head always came out instead. Well, it happened to Gerald, and soon the news spread. Soon the neighbors were whispering all over the block that Gerald goes like a clock. He can't speak a word, and he's going on 6, and they say he goes like the breaking of sticks. Oh, the life in his house is just awful, they say. They can't get a cook or a maid who will stay. His drives them away. And Gerald, the poor fella, soon found when a fella goes, no one wants him around. When a fella goes, he can't have any pals. His frightened the gals. In that whole great big city, no child would go near him. They'd lean from their windows and taunt him and jeer him. Nyah, nyah, they all shouted, your name's not McCloy. Your name is Mac, the noisy mouth boy. And Gerald Mac, in shame, hung his head, because he couldn't make words he made instead. And Gerald Mac, from that time on, knew that his life was a failure. For what could he do? He would never make good, Gerald thought with a sob. For a boy who goes cannot hold down a job. No, a boy who goes has no place to go. So late one cold night, he ran out in the snow. If he died, who would care? He'd be better off so. And suddenly, whilst he ran clippity-clop through the storm right behind him, a voice shouted, stop! Aren't you Gerald Mac, the lad who makes squeaks? Mac, I've searched for you many long weeks. Mac, please don't run away. Mac, please stay. I can make you the most famous boy in this nation, for I own the radio station. I need a smart fellow to make all the sounds, who can like a dog and go like the hounds. I need a smart lad who can like the breeze, who can like a doorbell and like the bees. Your is terrific. Your is inspired. Quick, come to Mac. You're hired. And the man took Mac by the hand, and 10 minutes later, throughout this great land, more than 10 million people heard Gerald Let Go with a on a radio show. And today, if you tune in out there, that's Gerald you hear going on the air. From dawn every morning to late every night, he goes to the listener's delight. Now his parents, proud parents, are able to boast that his is a that is known coast to coast. Now when he goes, no one jeers, no one laughs. They all beg Mac for his autographs. Now Mac is rich, he has friends, he's well fed. Because he doesn't speak words, he goes instead. Yeah.